box office QBs, we have a new segment today, a new, I guess, show, really. It's still going to be box office QBs, but it's going to be called Into the Otakuverse. I'm really excited about this as a big anime fan. Anime is something that's always been there. You know, growing up, it was there on TV, Toonami, Adult Swim, all the good stuff late at night or in the early Saturday morning cartoons. All those were a lot of fun, but I never really got into it. I'm the kind of person that really sticks for a story, not just for an occasional episode here or there. And in the past several years, I've really allowed myself to like what I like, and I've been diving hella deep into these worlds. It's fun, but what do you do when most of your friends don't like this shit? Well, you either force them to get onto a podcast like you, like I'm doing right now with our buddy Jeff, or you get them to allow you to have your own segment on the podcast, which is, again, where we're at. So we're going to be reviewing new anime here, talking about how it compares to relative manga. We're going to talk about other anime shows. Me or my co-host, whoever is on this week, I've watched. However, there's also going to be a few different kinds, some stuff that you've never seen us do. Like one thing I'm thinking about is an argument about, you know, who the best Hokage was in the Narutoverse with some of my friends, or, you know, maybe even talking about the multitude of timelines and what they mean in the Dragon Ball universe. So we might be going to old anime or going into the new stuff of JJK, Attack on Titan, Kaiju number 8, which is what we're here to talk about today. And honestly, I kind of want to get to the fucking segue, so we're going to go to it now. Jeff, how you be doing? We're here. We just watched Kaiju number 8. You, my guy, binged it in like 2 days, right? I mean, it's only five episodes right now, but.
So Gerald has been nonstop texting me paragraphs and TikToks and anime things for months and months and months. And he finally broke me down to the point where I agreed to watch this show. And I was pleasantly surprised because it is very much my type of shit. Like, it is kaijus battling each other. Like, I love Godzilla. I loved Godzilla Minus One when that came out. I've never really been that big of an anime guy besides Pokemon in the 90s. But
of course,
this definitely caught me by surprise. I binged it in 2 days. And yeah, I am on board for this show for sure.
Yeah, and so now, just so for anybody watching a little bit in the future, today is May 13th, so there's been 5 episodes released so far. I want to say there is 12 on the way. So just for those of us who don't know what Kaiju number 8 or don't really know entirely what it is, don't want to watch the trailer because you hate getting spoiled, I get you. Basically what it is a new Shonen Jump, just like the Spy Family, Naruto, Dragon Ball, One Piece, all that. So Shonen Jump, so it's a good amount of story here. Right now there's already 100 plus chapters online, and actually this manga was made to be read online because this manga only came out in the past 4 to 5 years. So it was actually one of the few that was made to be able to be read better online, because there's a lot of, you know, the shonen apps and apps and such that you can read these things on. But what's really exciting and why I really think Jeff likes it, and I want to bring this up, and a part of a reason I think Jeff really got into this, and he doesn't even know this yet, so I'm going to be bringing this up to him for the first time, unless he actually read the email I sent this afternoon. But Kaiju number 8, written by Naoya Matsumoto, excuse me if I mispronounced that, actually said they were inspired by the Ultraman series, a series my father, when he lived in Okinawa, because he was a military brat when he was a child, actually watched and has dolls of, but also Shin Godzilla and Pacific Rim. See, Matsumoto had actually written some other Shonen Jumps and some other manga in their past, and they've done well. None of them as successful as this one, obviously, but this was the one that, I mean, just straight up inspired from what your favorite stuff is. In fact, in one interview I saw that Matsumoto, as a tokusatsu fan, tokusatsu, was drawn to the archetype. I can't fucking speak. I'm keeping this in there too, just to have fun with this. The archetypal protagonist of the genre who gain extraordinary abilities and become a hero, but also bear the weight of inner struggle as a consequence. And what I really like how Kaiju number 8 shows this isn't by showing us a child going through shit, isn't showing us a child who was either given power unwillingly or slipped and fell and swallowed a finger like JJK. This is a guy who is 32 years old, our age, Jeff.
Yes, and that's why I connected with it so much, because I am also old. So it really touched me in my old heart.
Yeah, I think it's like episode 3 where Shinomiya calls him old man. He's like, old man, I'm only 32. What does that mean? Like, I love it. And like reading the manga, a lot of it's like, honestly, just before we get into that, like the manga and the show, they match up really well. There are exact slides from there that just show up in there. And that's how a lot of these animes are. But it's always nice to see them just animated, especially so true to the original script and original look.
Yeah, well, I liked the action. I liked the kaijus. I like the way he looks when he transforms into kaiju number 8. He looks sick. Mm-hmm. Like, holy shit. He looks like, I can't even describe it, like the Donnie Darko bunny, but cooler, I guess. I think the story is very interesting that, you know, he grew up with this girl and he was, you know, promised to be by her side going into to the defense force. And he ended up being the guy who cleans up the shit, like literally cleans up the shit. And for him to get a last chance to get back on this team and then go after this girl, I thought it was a very, very intriguing story to me.
Yeah. Not only go after the girl, but like chase his dreams, right? Kind of showing that it doesn't really matter your age or your situation, that if you just give it your all, like if there's an opportunity, you can go and take it. If you know, don't just let something go away because the door is slightly closed, I guess. But it's really, so what were you expecting? I mean, I know we said already a couple of times, you're not a biggest anime fan. What were you expecting going into this, given your past history with anime?
Well, first and foremost, I wanted to get Gerald off of my back. That was number one. Two, I just wanted to see some kaijus fight, and I got that. And I got, like, a better story than I was expecting. Like, he never really thought of, like, a kaiju taking over somebody's body. That's just something I never thought of. And when I was watching this, I was like, hey, if Marvel ever decides to do like an R-rated Venom movie, like this would probably be the way to go. Like, this is funny, it's violent, it's scary. Like, I really like what they did here.
Yeah, no, and then it really was something surprising for me because I hadn't read the manga before watching it. I just saw a new anime coming out on Crunchyroll that was going to be debuting on Saturday, which is the perfect fucking day to debut a cartoon. Because especially me living in Seattle, that shit comes out at 7 a.m. in Japanese, 8 a.m. in English. Wake up in the morning, have some coffee and cereal, and you're over here watching anime like a kid again. It's fantastic. But I wasn't sure what to expect. You know, I've seen a good amount of anime at this point. Are we going to be getting the same tropes? Are we going to be getting the same storylines? And to an extent, yes and no. Yes, because, yeah, of course, we have the archetypal character who is given powers and has to figure out his life now and change everything up. No, because it's a different age. It's, one, more present time than most anime is. It seems to be set in about 2024. Kaijus are a big thing right now. Godzilla is obviously always big. Kong versus Godzilla was a good movie. It did pretty well. So, like, these kind of, I was just like really interested to see what the action and what the animation style would look like, right? And both of those are just knocked out of this park. But now, given that we're about halfway through the season, I'm more interested as to where we're going next. Now, I have read up to chapter, I think, 68 of the manga, so I'm a little bit further ahead and won't spoil it for those who are watching or for Jeff. But Jeff, kind of the way it's going, where do you predict this show going, if you had to have a gun to your head right now?
He's like the misunderstood monster, which we've seen in a lot of media before, like even like going back to like the Wolfman from like the 1940s. Like, he is not necessarily a bad guy, but he has this thing that takes over him. And I think he is going to be outed at some point in this season. And I think like the world is not going to be receptive of him at first, but I do think that he will probably be like a big part of that defense team going forward. Maybe not this season, maybe in season 2. Like, I am interested to see what they're going to do when that storyline eventually does come to a head.
Yeah, and that is something that I was worried about, if we're actually going to get to this season or not. Not just a reveal of some sort, whether he's going to be found out by people, but kind of like when they're going to get to certain parts of the manga. Like, for me, there's one, I think it's early 20 chapters, maybe even early 30s. But it's Shinomiya's dad and him in a fight, and it's fantastic. It's so far in my reading, one of the better fights and better whole chapters I had read. So I'm excited to see that. But right now, I think we're going to get to about chapter 22 or 23, which would leave us on a cliffhanger going into season two. Something that doesn't shock me and probably doesn't shock most of us given the way these things are going, because anime's really changed over the years, right? I mean, we used to get Naruto like every freaking week. You'd have 300 episodes. Nowadays, you're getting series with 10 to 13 episodes, just like almost everything else. So it makes it a little harder to expand on things, especially shonens, because shonens are so short, typically like 18 to like 30 pages. So adapting multiple chapters into each episode isn't as easy, especially when they're still keeping that 23 minute time period. But I guess with it only being 23 minutes, do you feel like that's a proper time, Jeff, or do you wish this was longer? I kind of wish it was longer.
Well, you know, growing up with Pokemon on Saturday mornings, that was 23 minutes. But now seeing X-Men 97 on the other side of it, where we're getting 34 minute episodes, I think we could expand a little bit. And there is source material to really draw from, like you were saying, Gerald. But like, I like how fast it is to watch, honestly. Like, it really does, like, you know, take you back to a time when you were a kid. And it's cool that it comes out on Saturday morning. So yeah. I think that the runtime right now is perfect.
For sure, for sure. And I think it does open up us to getting at least 6 to 7 seasons, which is a lot, honestly. But also, there's Kaiju number 8 B-side spin-off manga. It follows some of the side characters, really helps to build out the world. Unfortunately, because of the shorter seasons, that means it's unfortunate, because nobody really wants filler, but I do, because I think filler is important, and I think that's an argument I would love to have in the comments with our viewers, because I think filler really builds out the world and gives the main characters reasons to give a shit about any of the side characters. But we could see what we got with Attack on Titan. Like, we got OVAs a little bit later, like the Levi stories and those such. But I don't want to take too much time. Let's go ahead and jump right into the rankings. These rankings, we're going to keep them similar for now. I don't want to get too different and change everything up. So we're going to keep them the same as our normal shows, Jeff. On a scale of bench to Hall of Fame, where are you putting this show as of right now with 5 episodes dropped?
It's a starter for me. Like, it's going to keep my attention. Like, this is not like something I'm just going to, you know, watch the first 5 episodes for this podcast. I am going to finish this season. And that's a huge testament to this show, because like, Gerald knows how hard it was to get me to jump into anime. Yes, I am very stubborn when people try to make me do things. But yeah, like, congratulations, Gerald. You got me on board for one. I am really digging this series, though. It'll be a starter for me.
I'm excited to see what they're doing. They're staying true to the source material. They've got panels in there that are just fucking great that come right into the show and they're brought to life. Shinomiya is going to be fun. I'm excited to see how this whole show unfolds. For me, I'm giving it an all-star for now because of how great the animation and it is. And also because, like, as an anime, it stays true to the comedy roots. But it also brings us great action, great storytelling, and then at an angle that we aren't used to, which I think isn't spoken about enough. This isn't another Full Metal Alchemist. It isn't another Black Clover. It's not another Naruto or One Piece where you're following around teenagers and their friends going amongst these crazy adventures. Even though it is unrealistic in the sense of kaijus and giant-ass monsters, it's also very rooted in reality with real-life issues, real-life mental problems, and also just general issues and all, I guess. I don't know. It's fun. I like it. It brings a whole new different kind of experience into the anime world, and I'm excited to see what they do in the future. And if you haven't read Kaiju number 8, I highly recommend it. And I'd at least get to chapter 25 if you can before the end of this season, because I think that's around where we'll be ending this season, unless they speed some things up and skip over a thing or two. But unless Jeff has anything else to add, this will be it for the Into the Otakuverse. Welcome back to the regular universe, y'all. Make sure you hit subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on X, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, all that good shit. Only fans, only pans, and only animes. We're everywhere. Promise. I've been Gerald, and for Jeff, this has been Into the Otakuverse. Thanks for joining.